to Politics and More with Shannon Moore and Rosemary Stainbrook. And I don't know if you guys have noticed all these weird encampments all over college campuses nowadays. It has now been kind of coined the Mein Kampf, as the Mein Kampf campsites now on all these college campuses, being very anti-Israel, anti-Jewish. And they are trying to pass this off as, you know, mostly peaceful protests. Now, mostly peaceful protests, we definitely remember from 2020 not being all that peaceful. And it's like you have a lot of activists trying to say that, you know, oh, we're seeing snipers on roofs and we're seeing, you know, cops being too unruly against, you know, peaceful protesters. There's not a lot of peace going on when you're having things thrown at cops and you're having students actually being assaulted, not harassed, assaulted. We had a student at NYU actually get stabbed in the eye with a flagpole. Now, the student was not Sikh, wasn't Muslim, was Jewish, by a pro-Palestinian protester. So this is not peaceful by any means. You're having a lot of students, whether they are Muslim or left-leaning Jew, it's like they are very much disrupting these college campuses and putting a lot of other Jewish students in harm's way.
And who are these students who are like protesting, or where is the money coming from that helps support this? You know, one, I would say there's a lot of probably rich elitist kids of very left-leaning parents who are there. And so they don't have to worry about money or how much it costs to go to college or anything like that. But they're free to go out there and camp out on the grounds of the college. Because, you know, it's sort of like what you were mentioning. There's tons of tents out there. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they could sit around and sing songs and all that sort of thing. And the funny thing is, they're protesting. I've heard it mentioned a good bit by some of these left-wing commentators, but it's almost been given the moral equivalent of them, you know, standing up and braving and heroism what they're doing.
Well,
and it's, do you not find that kind of ironic?
Well, it's more than just ironic for you to say. It's like, oh, there must be this, you know, money coming from some type of elitist. Well, I can give you one guess exactly which elite and whose money is actually funding this. Give you one guess.
Who? I'm guessing Soros.
Yes, it is. Ding, 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 ding. Yeah. So we have, it's like they have the George Soros' son, Alex, is funding a nonprofit that's called the U.S. Campaign for Palestinian Rights. And they are directly funding anywhere between $2,800 to $7,800 for fellows at these campuses to do these encampments. So these kids are being paid to disrupt these campuses. I have a clip of one student from Columbia that went to NYU, and it's really interesting. She doesn't even know why she's protesting.
What would you say is the main goal with tonight's protest?
I think the goal is just showing our support for Palestine and demanding that NYU stops. I honestly don't know all of what NYU's doing.
Is there something that NYU's doing?
I really don't know. I'm pretty sure they're... Do you know what NYU's doing?
About Israel. Why are we protesting here?
Palestine will be free!
I wish I was more educated.
I'm not either. I came from Columbia. I was there off at Columbia, and we came down. They said NYU students need our support. So I came down. I heard there's lots of cops. Some people were saying it was getting dangerous.
And what would...
So yeah, it's like these students or even just young adults that are participating don't even know why they are there.
It's always interesting when the protester doesn't know why they're actually protesting.
Yeah,
I am sure that kind of lends credence to their cause, that they are so informed about the demands they are making and why they're camping out every night and disrupting traffic and yelling at the police and yelling at school administrators. And so, you know, again, this is something that the far left is helping to push in America, and it's spread to a lot of different college campuses. And, you know, what sort of message does this send to the world, that this is becoming endemic in American society. What message does it send to Israel that we've got all these people doing this?
Well, it's like, unfortunately, this is not new. This is the same type of BDS movement that I saw back in 2014, back in 2011. This is endemic of the type of education that has been going on ever since Common Core, ever since Pearson Publishing. They come out of the UK. They couldn't confirm or deny whether or not they were being funded by the Iranian government and whether or not they were also giving funds to Iran. So this is what happens when you have a anti-Semitic curriculum that has been going on ever since middle school, and now these middle schoolers have grown up through the system and are now teachers and are now professors, and this is what you get. So it's unfortunate that it shouldn't be any surprise that Columbia, NYU, Yale, Harvard is having this type of issue. You guys bought and paid for it, and now you're having students that you are now suspending and trying to get off your campus are now being paid by nonprofits that are funded by the Soros family in general. So don't be surprised anymore. You guys paid for this 100%.
And, you know, I doubt if we're going to see anything from the Biden White House about these protests, because obviously they want to stay away from this as much as possible. But, you know, they're going to probably keep going on. And if anything, I wouldn't be surprised if we see them spreading this summer.
Well, and that's the whole thing. It's like this is nothing but BLM rebranded for the 2024 election. And unfortunately, you're seeing a lot of, you know, commentators on the right just being like, well, if we just weren't supporting Israel that much, we wouldn't be having this problem. You have Tucker Carlson saying that. You have Patrick Ben-David saying this. You have Candace Owens saying that. And it's like they don't realize that they are now feeding into the new BLM, which is the pro-Palestinian type of movement. And it's like on top of, you know, you have Jill Stein of the Green Party pushing this. You have Bernie Sanders pushing it. You have AOC in New York pushing it.
The irony is Bernie Sanders is Jewish.
Yeah, and yet so is Jill Stein.
They're essentially helping a anti-Jewish movement.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like there are plenty of liberal Jews that are in these protests participating, but that doesn't make this right. It's like that just makes them on the wrong side of history, and they think that we're on the wrong side of history. At this point, they are having an issue with their own heritage, and they can't square it. But it's like even with AOC, you have her going up against one of the chief of police in New York, because New York now they are starting to arrest students and arresting protesters. But this, unfortunately, is not going away. Like you said, we're probably going to be dealing with this all the way through the summer.
Radicalism, unfortunately, is alive in America. All right, let's take a quick, not a quick break. We'll be back next week, same time, same channel here at Politics and More. Everyone, have a great rest of your weekend.